what he was just singing? Please just close your eyes with me. I'm not trying to control you when I say that. I just don't want you distracted. Because I'll tell you, it's time to turn our eyes to Jesus. Amen. All of life is trying to mold us and shape us. The things that happened and didn't happen are trying to cry out in a louder voice than the love of God through Jesus Christ. Sometimes we're influenced by everything but God and don't even realize it. There's a way that seems right to a man, but its way leadeth unto death. Lord God, lead us in the path of righteousness. Lead us according to truth today. Cause our eyes to see. Cause our hearts to understand. Lord, we close our eyes and just fix on you right now. We're not distracted. Troubles vanish and hearts are truly mended in your presence, in the truth that makes men free. God, we lay down everything right now. Father, what men did do and didn't do, what men did say and didn't say, compared to you is irrelevant in light of what you have done and accomplished through Jesus Christ. Let not one of us be distracted, Lord God, by the experience of our life, but let us be motivated, molded, and shaped by the word of truth. God, release the power and revelation of your word today. Let us be literally transformed in your presence. Come and shape us by your very own hand. The hand of the Lord be upon us. God, thank you. Troubles vanish. Hearts are mended in the presence of the King. King Jesus, we welcome you. I just thank you. Every mind clear. Every mind clear. It's beautiful. Just receive it right now. Just receive the touch of heaven. Please. Come on, there's people here you need to release. Regret right now. You need to release hurt and pain. I'm telling you, unforgiveness will devour your soul. If you don't let go of the mishap, it'll crush your soul. God, listen, if it doesn't add to your life and encourage your heart, it's not from the Lord. The mindset, I don't care how right it seems, if it doesn't add to you spiritually, it's not from Jesus. There is a way that seems right to a man. You can justify your pain. You can rationalize your feelings. But if it doesn't add to you spiritually, it's not the wisdom of God. Amen. I'm just encouraging you right now to let go everything that needs to be let go of. Anything that hasn't motivated and provoked your spirit into Him, it needs to die today. God, touch your people and move by the power of your Spirit. God, in Jesus' name. That's beautiful. That's the will of God. That song was right. Don't you sing it real soft. Just real soft. Come on, receive from Him, people. Look, there's just a few of us here, but God knows who you are and knows that you're here. Disappointments, discouragement, regrets. Come on, it's just trying to stop the purpose and will of God. It's trying to close the door to your inheritance and your purpose and your calling. What are we going to do when we stand before the light of His majesty and find that we believe something less than Him? What are we going to do when we stand before Him and realize that we've been deceived and we've grabbed something that influenced us other than His Spirit? God, I just trust you right now. You might say it doesn't even make sense. I feel so justified in how I feel and what I've been through. But God, you're greater. I trust you today. God, let your Spirit move through this place. Spirit of God, heal in men's hearts before we deliver the word, before we share. Put everybody in a place, Lord God, by your grace, to receive what you're saying. God, thank you for healing right now, just healing. Thank you for healing. God, thank you for healing. Thank you. Thank you, God, for healing. Thank you. You just be mended in your heart and you be blessed. The Spirit of the Lord is upon you. He loves you. Wow, daughter of the King, just being His girl, enjoy being His girl. Boy, just enjoy being saved, the freshness of your salvation I hear God saying, just the freshness of who I am. Let it embrace you, daughter. Father, just bless your people right now. Just touch and bless and encourage your people. Holy Spirit of the Lord. God, you're good. Strength and encouragement. Every stronghold be broken. And you be free to worship the King. You just be free to be loved. I just pray wholeness over your heart, health and wholeness over your soul. Bless you in Jesus' name. Bless you, Lord. Just receive, people. I'm telling you, it almost seems like life's been too hard, but I'm telling you, God's just too good. We've got to get our eyes on Him. Be blessed, ladies, in the presence of Jesus. Be blessed and be free. And receive the love of Jesus. Just receive the strength of heaven into your spirit. God is for you, not against you. He's with you. Oh, Lord, you're so good. You know these ladies, God. You know them. Bless them. Spirit of God, that's right, be upon her. Heal her spirit, soul, and body. God, heal her right. That's right, that's beautiful. Just go right through her presence of Jesus. I'm telling you, he's lifting the weight and encumbrance of the things that try to press you down. Yeah, you feel that. It's good. He's just taking it off of you. And sometimes you think so hard, you try to figure it all out. But God's saying, man, just look to me and trust me. Begin to learn to lift your hands freely and say, God, I know you love me. And I know you're going to work it out. Thanks for loving me. See, you're not created, honey, to carry the things that you've carried. And God's saying, I'm taking that burden from thy shoulder, that yoke from around your neck. And I'm showing you my love today. Yeah, that's really good. I don't know how he does it. He's just God, but he has the ability to lift your soul and free your heart. Oh, God, he loves you. Yay, thank you, Jesus. Shh. God. Shh. God, I just here to say this to you. Take courage and take heart. And don't forget what I've told you, son, says the Lord. That's all I hear for you. I know that makes sense. Take courage and take heart. God, bless my brother and thank you for his humility, his heart crying before you. What a man of God. I see that is honorable and humble. Our talk today, God, I ask you to bless him and thank you. It says ask and it shall be given. God, he's asking. Surely Ed's finding. God, release his heart from pain, frustration, loss, because this is a man of God. I call you a man of God. I call you pastor. And I say you be blessed and receive the power of the Spirit of the living God. And you receive the infilling and freshness of who he is. And Pastor Ed, your heart be strengthened and your heart be encouraged. And let this be a brand new, fresh day of the breath of God breathing through your spirit. And I declare understanding and revelation upon revelation. And I thank you, Father, for the impartation of your loving grace in his life like never before, God. You hear the heart cry of your son. And I thank you for responding in the light of who you are. Father, I thank you that Ed's experience is Jesus' experience. Because of your grace that you're granting him and clothing him in today. Bless him, God. Yes, yeah, strength in your spirit. God, we worship you. Oh, how we love you. You're really good, Jesus. I just want to bless you. It's okay. Don't panic. It's good. Jesus loves you, honey. It's just a simple blessing. Be blessed. I'm so glad you're here. God, thank you. Bless her. Bless her. Bless her. Free her from any discouragements, God. And Father, when she looks in the mirror, let her see what you see. God, don't let her be hard on herself. Don't let her weigh herself short. God, when she looks in the mirror, let her see what you see. God, I thank you for encouraging my sister and building her strength in the Lord. You're the Almighty God. You created this one in your image and you love her. Manifest your glory to and through her life. Bless you in the presence of the Lord. God, we worship. We're just not in a hurry. See, God's good. We love you, Jesus. Hey, Dawn, be renewed in the spirit of your mind and receive the grace of Almighty God. Shh. No, no, no. It's not a struggle. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Be unpeeled and freshly wrapped in the presence of the Lord. I'm telling you, God's doing a great and wonderful thing. It's not striving. You can't work hard enough. You can just believe His word. And then the work that you'll do will be the work of your faith. It'll be the reaction and the response to what you see. And it'll just be that simple and that free. I speak revelation knowledge over you. Sister Dawn, I declare revelation knowledge over your life, a grace of revelation where what your heart has sought for and cried for and even struggled for at times, you'll just begin to see. For surely the Spirit of grace and revelation is upon you. And what a joy to be His. Amen. God, we worship you. Thank you, Lord. Thanks for jumping up there, man. You definitely know the Holy Ghost, don't you? Amen. I appreciate you. Thank you. I like that. Did you hear what he said? He said, we're good friends. Yes, we are. You know that Jesus said in John 15, I don't no longer call you servants, I call you friends. Do you know why he called us friends? He said, because a servant doesn't know what his master's doing.